WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump over the weekend imposing trade tariffs on the United States' biggest trading partners, 10% on goods from China, 25% on those from Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the impact for Americans.
The auto sector, highly exposed. New car prices could go up $3,000 on average if the tariffs stay in effect. And with 60% of imported crude oil coming from Canada, drivers could feel pain at the pump, too. Gas Buddies says prices could rise 20 cents in regions like the Midwest and Northeast.
Right back at you. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will implement 25% tariffs on U.S. goods. Mexico expected to do the same on Monday. Hundreds of demonstrators marched on the 101 freeway in downtown Los Angeles Sunday in what was called a protest against deportations. Dozens of victims of families of the airliner and the Army helicopter that collided near Washington, D.C., gathering near the scene for Memorial Sunday. This is ABC News. Major League Baseball announcing today that former Commissioner Faye Vincent, who led the sport through turbulent times, has died. ABC's Joey Waller has more.
Faye Vincent recently treated for bladder cancer. The Connecticut native serving as commissioner from 1989 through 92, taking over upon the sudden death of his mentor and close friend, former Commissioner Bart Giamatti. Vincent guiding baseball through the earthquake-disrupted Bay Area World Series in 89, he remained outspoken, supporting Giamatti's lifetime baseball ban of Pete Rose for gambling on the sport. Faye Vincent was 86.
Beyonce finally took home an Album of the Year Grammy, winning Sunday evening for Cowboy Carter, that album also winning Country Album of the Year. Beyonce led the nominations with 11, making for 99 for her whole career, the most of any artist. Kendrick Lamar picked up the Grammy for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Chapel Roan took the Grammy for Best New Artist. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are local music.
Material merchandise, a search for artist approval, attempt to catalyze, attempt to catalyze. The weight of lingering sun rays can disperse the gray matter of guilt. Oh, that old clock is unwise, trying to sound the alarm through a layer of sea.
Yeah. I asked you to
be kind. I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. But who am I to judge what is good and what is right? Now I'm all alone and thinking, did I say the bar?
Welcome to the month of February, Max Inc. radio listeners. Here in the after hours, we have an absolute ton of great new music as well as local music for your ears and a bunch of local shows that you can plan ahead for, not only in this month, but also we're going to explore a bit into March. And Lo Marie helped us do that with two in a row, a double dip of jazzy goodness from her. She will be performing live at the Women's Respect concert at the Majestic Theater on March 29th. And if you haven't heard about it already, make sure you connect yourself to the podcast page, because Terry has a few artists talking all about the performances that'll be happening in March. This hour's deep dive of celebration of women in music is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pies now at salvatorestomatopies.com. We continue with a few more artists you can see at Respect on March 29th at the Majestic Theater. Next up is Miss Hayward, a newest tune from her. It's titled Lame, and it's here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running fast. But we never ran. We just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sound. Trying to find a sliver of hope. Before I could cry, you were my favorite ghost. Used to love a good fight. I couldn't stand it, but I held tight. How did life get so
Hayward and Lame on Mags Inc. Radio. Hear and see her celebrating a night showcasing women in music at the Majestic Theater on 329. With her, you can also see performances by Lo Marie and also Candace Griffin. Here's Lessons in Keeping Quiet on Mags Inc. Radio. This half hour, we continue to celebrate women in music and support the local shows that you can join on March 29th at the Majestic Theater. All the artists you're hearing in this half hour will be performing live with an amazing women in music concert. We heard from Candace Griffin in the last block, as well as the Big Paycheck, who will be the backing band for all the artists performing that night. Also, we'll hear from Teresa Marie from the People Brothers Band. So they take us to break in the first half hour of the After Hour Show on Max Inc. Radio.
Drive.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. I find myself atop of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. I wouldn't do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way at home. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Tell me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner and buy my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way at home. They keep me around.
back from break and cruising through the Saturday night, or maybe it's Sunday morning, depending on where you are on the Max Inc. radio timeline. Rob Roberts here, supporting all the local stuff that's happening in Wisconsin. And we turn our attention to the show that's happening in the High Bridge Hills in July. Yes, it'll be so nice and warm outside. I just can't wait. We heard from Work in the Armchair Boogie coming out of that break, and you can see them live on July 10th through the 13th. This half hour's Dreams of Warmth and Summer Wisconsin Music Fest are powered by, in this half hour, Herbal Aspects. Now three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We keep celebrating being outdoors with Disc Golf Jamboree and Tay and the Neighborly on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you. Oh, talking to yourself for a little self-help. Sunset remind me I'm alone in this sun.
And then the Spine Stealers in the after hours of Mag Zinc Radio live at the Disc Golf Jamboree in July. More information is out there. All you have to do is connect the social media box that is in your pocket to Mag Zinc Radio. And then you can find the local stuff by following along with us. Next up, Lucky Vita, and then Madison Malone takes us to break. Thinking of both of you out there in California, I hope you're doing good and you're nice and safe.
Should apologize for dreaming too much. Maybe I should say sorry for reaching the stars. I only wanted to do something, 'cause you weren't there. I only wanted to feel something, 'cause you weren't there. I never thought I could reach the stars. I never thought any of this would get far. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. Boy, then you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. You were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. I gave you everything.
apologize for breaking my trust. Baby, you should say sorry for going too far. You only wanted to touch his fire, 'cause he's right there. You only wanted to keep me quiet like a child. You're too scared. But you were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. I gave you everything. Said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. What kind of man puts a ring on my finger and tells me he loves me, he loves me? But boy, you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. But you were unfaithful.
Every time I told you I loved you, I loved you, you were
how out. Could you break it?
Quiet.
the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says Americans could feel some pain from the emerging trade war triggered by his tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China. But he posted on social media overnight, quote, it will be worth the price that must be paid. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures all plummeting this morning. Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agencies.
This weekend, Musk also taking aim at the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, which is in charge of dispensing tens of billions of dollars in foreign aid. Musk writing, USAID is a criminal organization. Time for it to die. About 100 staffers were placed on leave after the agency refused to give Musk's team access to classified material. The team was eventually given that access.